Hear that sizzle? We're Country Fried. We're real country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDF.
News. I'm Michelle Franzen. A new round of sanctions in store for Russia, the U.S. says in response to Russia's ongoing war in Ukraine and for the death of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny. He died last week in a Siberian prison. President Biden addressing governors today, gathering for their winter meeting about his talks with allies.
That's why I'll be speaking to the G7 folks, so some of the heads of the European Union and NATO today. That's why I'm announcing more than 500 new sanctions. And respond.
In Russia, Navalny's mother says she has been given a few hours to agree to a private funeral for Navalny, or Russia says it will bury him on the grounds of the prison. New court documents filed show Nicholas Jordan, the Colorado college student charged in the killing of a roommate and another person, had an earlier dispute over the trash with his roommate and threatened to kill him back in January if he did not take out the trash. And severe storms leaving their mark in California after back-to-back storms. This is ABC News. It's day two of the Conservative Political Action Conference outside Washington, D.C., and its primary focus is former President Donald Trump. ABC's Rachel Bade is there.
This is really an audition this weekend for a lot of those folks who want to run with him. Just today, we're going to be hearing from Kristi Noem, who's the governor of South Dakota, seen as a potential running mate for Trump. Elise Stefanik, who's the number four Republican in the House. She was once considered a moderate Republican and has very much rebranded over the years to become a top Trump ally on Capitol Hill. And then we're also going to hear from Vivek Ramaswamy, who did run against Trump, but he very much was sort of a mini Trump on the campaign trail.
Former President Trump trying to get the Mar-a-Lago classified documents case against him dismissed. Trump's attorneys are restating this broad claim of immunity, also arguing as a former president that Trump had the right to decide what belonged to him. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Some days, my active psoriatic arthritis makes it hard to get in the game. Now, the ball is in my court, thanks to treating my skin and joints with SKYRIZI, risankizumab RIZA, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults.
Nothing is everything.
SKYRIZI helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to SKYRIZI. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SKYRIZI, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about SKYRIZI and visit SKYRIZI.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Ayla. Thursday, the Wisconsin Assembly passed a bipartisan measure to ensure the safety of children. The PRINCE Act aims to address gaps in current requirements for Amber Alerts. The bill is named after Prince McCree, who was reported missing last October after an Amber Alert requested by Milwaukee police was never issued. 5-year-old boy's body was found in a Milwaukee dumpster a day later. The new alert would go out for children who can't return home without help or if the child is younger than 10. Madison State Representative Sheila Stubbs.
When their safety is endangered, our children deserve to be searched for as immediately and as thoroughly as possible.
The bill was also inspired by the 2022 disappearance of 10-year-old Lily Peters, who went missing in Chippewa Falls and was later found dead. After receiving prior approval by the Wisconsin Senate, the bill now goes to Governor Tony Evers' desk. Residents of Wisconsin communities would be able to voice concerns about refugee resettlements under a bill that's passed in the legislature. It would require local governments to allow the public to voice concerns about any proposed resettlements. City officials in Whitewater and Eau Claire have raised concerns about their ability to provide services for hundreds of recently arrived refugees. The measure would also require county refugee placement committees to make recommendations on whether local governments should pass resolutions on proposed refugee placements. A Minnesota man has been convicted of a 2005 sexual assault in Madison.
A jury found 42-year-old Addison Yang guilty of three charges of first-degree sexual assault on Thursday. The case stems from October of 2005, when Yang forced a woman off a Madison bike path at knife point and assaulted her. He was arrested last year after DNA evidence tied him to the attack. No sentencing date has been set. Raymond Newpert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
While the rest of the world paused during the COVID pandemic, Worthington, Minnesota has been busy. Worthington has rebuilt four parks, built an indoor turf rec center, a splash pad, a community pavilion, pickleball courts, lighted biking and walking trails, and added lake rentals. But we're just getting started. A lakeside eatery and a new outdoor aquatic center is coming. And here's the thing. Worthington, Minnesota is a great place to eat, play, live, and stay. This is your invitation. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Highs today in the upper 30s as a cold front swings through the state, firing off a few flurries and spotty snow showers that could accumulate a trace on roads and nearly a half an inch into grassy areas. After that, we drop cold alongside blustery winds. Grandpa's barbecue sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, it's 34 degrees.
This is AM 1430 WRDN, Duran Mondovi at Wabasha. The following program was pre-recorded.
Live from the final countdown to the weekend via Farm Journal broadcast, this is AgriTalk. This morning, it's a Friday free-for-all with panelists Sean Haney from Real Ag Radio and Pro Farmer Policy OG Jim Wiesmeyer. Directly following the news, Jennifer Scheich from Farm Journal's Pork. Ah, handsome newsman Davis Michelson. And now, welcome the host of AgriTalk, Jeff Lowry.
All right. It's been almost 2 months since we've had the team together, Davis. So it is very nice to have Wiesmeyer and Haney on board for this morning's conversation. Glad that you are here to be part of that conversation with us. And boy, we've got, as I said in the open, we have got a lot of ground to cover with the spending bills, the appropriation bills. Deadlines are coming right up, and it doesn't look like there's a lot of days to get much, if any, work done between now and March 1 and March 8. So what do we do with that? I don't know. Do we kick the can further down the road, Davis?
You know, I'm just trying to come to grips with the fact that this was only a four-day work week. It feels like somehow they've snuck in like 8 or 9 days into this week.
You know, and now that you're another year older, is that what you think? Just, you know, let's just derail it and go straight back over there?
I think so. Yeah.
Oh, that's, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's better than coming up with an answer.
You've earned it.
But seriously, though, man, I mean, just much has happened. This has been one of those quote unquote holiday shortened weeks that is not short at all, brother.
Right. Right. Yeah. That you've got that right. I mean, the conversation that we had yesterday with, Troy Bredenkamp from Renewable Fuels Association. We touched several of those items that we are watching for the year ahead to tip in favor of ethanol in the year ahead and kind of give us a head start a boost in the industry. And there's a lot of things that we're going to continue to watch, and we'll talk about what's on that list here this morning as well. All right, buddy, let's get to the news. What do you got?
Let's start with the weather. Light snow over parts of northern New England on Saturday. Sounds lovely. Light snow over parts of the upper Midwest to the central Appalachians. Rain along the east coast from the mid-Atlantic to the southeast on Saturday.
Yeah, a little bit of a chance for snow here in northern Iowa, but it's not going to turn into much. At least I don't think it is.
Well, Chip, you alluded to this a moment ago, but the Environmental Protection Agency announced a decision to approve petitions from 8 Midwest governors, including Iowa, allowing summertime sales of E15 within those 8 states. However, Chip, EPA will delay implementation until 2025, claiming there's not enough time to make the rule work by this summer. Iowa Renewable Fuels Association CEO Matti Shaw has mixed feelings.
Very excited that we finally have a final rule, even if it's a year and a half late. But we're equally frustrated that at the last minute they delayed it yet another year, because now we don't know what is going to come for consumers and motorists in the summer of 2024.
So there's your kick in the can down the road, Chip.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no question about it. And we will talk about this with Wiesmeyer, but when it comes to biofuels and presidential administrations, why is it that they just won't, you know, pick? They try to make too many people happy with their decisions. Therefore, everything's kind of, you know, it's not a full force for ethanol on this, but they're making progress.
Yeah. Well, Chip, restaurant prices were up 5.1% last month compared to January 2023. U.S. Labor Department data shows grocery store costs increased 1.2% during the same period. Relief is not on the immediate horizon as restaurant and food company executives continue wrestling with higher labor costs and more expensive ingredients. You know, we talk about those softs on a run here. Well, that impacts your food prices, Chip.
Yeah, it certainly does, no doubt.
Well, the CNN fear and greed indicator is currently at 78, signaling extreme greed, a significant shift from its extreme fear reading of 20 in early October. The indicator increasingly followed on Wall Street amalgamates seven momentum and sentiment indicators, offering a comprehensive view of investor and market sentiment. Despite a slowdown in the farm economy and rising interest rates, ag real estate values remained robust until the close of 2023. Reports from Federal Reserve District surveys indicate that the value of non-irrigated cropland surged by up to 10% in certain regions compared to the previous year. Brazil's 2023 soybean exports reached a record 3.74 billion bushels, 29% higher than the previous year, as Brazilian production hit record levels. Meanwhile, U.S. shipments dropped 14% to 1.78 billion bushels during the same period. Together, the two countries ship over 80% of global soybean exports.
Need to fight to get some of that market share back.
Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley says millions of taxpayer dollars funneled through the EPA's grant programs were not used correctly. While the funds were used to cover recipient organizations' overhead costs and operating expenses, Grassley says the expenditures did not produce tangible results that demonstrate the efficacy of the environmental justice program. Chip.
All right, Davis. Hey, thank you so much. Let's bring in Jennifer Scheich, editor, Farm Journal's Pork. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning.
So 2023 was a rough year in the hog industry, no question. But there are some shining spots out there, and exports are one of them.
Yeah, a real big one. I mean, this year, the numbers came in December, and everybody expected the year to end well, but I think it was just a little bit better than I guess I expected from what I had been hearing analysts say. We ended up just being just shy of 30% of U.S. pork production going out in exports. And, you know, that's a really significant amount. And when you think about how tough the year has been for hog farmers, being able to have an extra, you know, that $65 contributed to the price of a pig coming from the value of exports.
Jeez.
Every dollar matters. And so, you know, really exciting stuff. Mexico continued to lead the way as being the record breaker this year in both volume and value for where exports went. And so that's pretty exciting. I mean, Mexico is huge for us. Obviously, ham continues to be kind of the, you know, the main draw there. But we're really doing a lot of work to push the pork loin and its versatility and its nutritional profile, not only in Mexico, but in all of our markets that we're trying to export more pork to. So lots of, you know, big things moving there. But, you know, I think for me, the thing that stood out to me was this isn't just a fluke, and it wasn't just kind of a one, you know, kind of a blip on the radar, because we are seeing a really great start to 2024. In fact, last week was, they said it was the largest weekly export volume on record. So year to date, we're up nearly 30% in pork exports this year.
Already.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Good news.
Yeah. You bet. We're talking about some silver lining there for the hog industry. $65 a head, and it's probably going to be more than that in 2024 is what exports mean to the bottom line. Jennifer, great stuff. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Get more on that at www.porkbusiness.com. The free-for-all is coming up next. Jim Wiesmeyer, Sean Haney, Davis Michelson, and me.
Potential. It's the one thing that farmers work tirelessly to reach. Sometimes it takes more than just sweat equity. It takes real financial backing. And whether it's land, equipment, or a little help to make the most of your operation, FBN Finance is the partner for you. At FBN Finance, our farmer's first philosophy means that we have a team of ag experts that looks at each farm and farmer's unique needs, giving you a loan package that fits your goals. And now with FBN Finance, you can get $500 off closing costs for farmland loans over $250,000. With great rates, instant approvals, and a pre-qualification on farmland loans, FBN Finance has everything you need to be your partner in the fields and with your finances. Start your farmland loan today at fbn.com/agritalk or call 833-FBN-LEND. That's 833-FBN-LEND. FBN Finance, more than a lender. Financing offered by FBN Finance, LLC, and its lending partners. Available where FBN Finance, LLC is licensed. Terms and conditions apply. NMLS ID 1631119.
When we told growers that Bayer Premium Trifold Herbicide for Corn delivers visibly clean fields for up to 8 weeks, they were a bit skeptical.
We'll see how it works.
So we decided to prove it. We set up cameras in multiple cornfields, treated them with Trifold, and filmed for 24 hours a day. For 8 weeks, we saw a variety of weather conditions, and Trifold worked. See for yourself at TriVoltInAction.com. Trifold is a restricted-use pesticide. Consult your state pesticide regulator for specific restrictions. Read and follow pesticide label directions.
This is Andrew McRae, host of The American Countryside. I'm also a farmer and rancher from Northwest Missouri, and I hope you'll join me each week for Farming the Countryside as we take a look at the top issues impacting agriculture as told by the people farming and working in their industry. We'll talk about markets and trade, share some of the latest tips and trends from grain and livestock producers, and take a look at trends impacting rural America. Join me for Farming the Countryside on many local radio stations or on your favorite podcast platform, or just go to farmingthecountryside.com.
You've paid top dollar for that new truck. Protect your investment with a new fabric sprayed-on bedliner from Osseo Plastics and Supply. A fabric bedliner protects your truck from rust and corrosion, and the permanent protective bond protects your truck from scratches. The anti-skid feature keeps your cargo from sliding around. The eye-catching bedliner looks factory installed, conforms to your accessories, and will increase your resale value of your truck. Find out how a fabric sprayed-on bedliner can work for you. Visit osseoplastics.com for more information.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
In the morning, you're coffeeed up and you're thinking. In the afternoon, you've calmed down, but you're still thinking. We're here all day. AgriTalk.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip Ledger with us for this Friday free-for-all. Davis is here.
I think. Yes.
There he is. Yeah. There he is.
What?
Oh, yeah. Pro Farmer Policy Analyst Jim Wiesmeyer.
How you I'm doing, here, Jim? Jim.
All Pretty right, good. Buddy. All right. And Real Agriculture, Real Ag Radio's Sean Haney. How you doing, Sean?
Heidi-ho. Great to be here, Chip.
Yep. It's good to have the team together. We got baseball being played already, guys.
Wow. Yeah. And
yeah.
What the Dodgers score yesterday, like 8 runs in the first inning?
Yeah.
Man.
Something like that. Yeah, so more unnecessary rules to speed up the game. I don't like seeing that, but here we go. Here we go.
Chip Flory, the purist.
Yep. Leave it alone. There's no clock in baseball. Shouldn't be anyway. All right, let's get to this because, Jim, March 1, we've got the first deadline on the appropriation bills, which includes ag spending, the USDA budget, and then then the rest of the appropriations have a deadline of March 8. I don't know how they're going to get anything done by March 8th, Jim.
Yeah, well, the House comes back the 28th and the Senate the 26th. So sometime this weekend, Chip, we could see something break as far as possible negotiations. But it's still going to take time. So odds would favor at least another attempt for an extension. Now, some of the conservatives in the House Republican Party don't want that, but we'll see. I think there'll be another extension. But Democrats will not go for any extension beyond April 30th, because you'll recall that'll trigger that 1% across-the-board spending cut.
I'm hearing some comments from the Republicans that instead of preparing for another extension, it's time to prepare for a shutdown.
You do hear that, and you've seen a number of congressional aides have been quoted that they say, oh, it there's so much to do. We could have a short-term shutdown until they can get an agreement on the March 1, you know, funding levels. As you said, it includes a USDA. But I don't think the Republican leadership wants that to occur. But he's eventually going to have to, the Speaker, Mike Johnson, Republican, Louisiana, it's going to have to deal with the Democrats. And frankly, if there's any call to do away with Johnson, the Democrats are signaling that they'll give him the votes to keep in office. So that's the tonic you need to get at these rebels in the House.
Yeah. Well, and that's a big change from what happened to McCarthy, because the Democrats refused to save McCarthy. So that's a bit of a shift. But, you know, if you listen to some of the speeches from CPAC yesterday, when they talked about government shutdown, there was a lot of cheers in the audience.
Yeah.
So there is definitely a portion on the Republican side that believe the best possible thing is a shutdown. And all of that's in reference to the border issues. Fix the border issue first, or you're not getting an extension or funding or anything, which is that's a real bit of a old West standoff.
Yeah, shut down or shut the border. We went through that the last time.
Yeah.
And they caved. The Republicans caved again. And so, again, you're going to need Democratic votes to get it through. So you may as well, you've got to compromise.
Now, what are you talking about here, the appropriations or the border?
Well, both, but especially appropriations. Yeah, okay. Because the rebels in the House Republican side, and including the Freedom Caucus, put out a list of riders, amendments they want on this bill. And the Democrats clearly will not go along with them. So it's not based in reality, Chip. So sooner or later, the Speaker is going to have to make a decision. Okay, do we just, work with the Democrats again so I get the votes in order to pass an actual extension first and then try to come up with a total agreement on the appropriation bills? They may have to divide some of these bills up again into individual bills.
I was just going to ask if they were going to chop it up.
They could. They could. Possibility.
His goose is cooked if he sides, you know, he takes some Democrat votes to make this happen.
Because the Democrats will give him the votes to stay in.
But do you really think?
I do.
And how long does that last? and then we will see a significant turn from the CPAC crowd in doing everything possible to remove the rhino Speaker Johnson.
Yeah, well, you won't. Nothing will be done after this until the November 5th elections anyway. So not much is going to happen. Hmm. So let's get on with it.
It's not just priority one. It's the only priority is get the spending bills done and campaign.
Yeah, that's exactly what's going to happen.
The other alternative here isn't it to just take a 1% across the board spending cut on everything?
Well, some people may want that, but boy, your defense doesn't need that, Chip. So your conservatives won't like this 1% across the board spending cut, and the Democrats won't back it either. So there's your dilemma. They don't want that 1% across the board. So there's elements of compromise here, but both sides are going to have to give. Both sides.
Spending is never going to get under control, is it?
Unless the bond market in a few years from now realizes that Washington can't solve problems, so they'll pounce, and that's when it gets really ugly.
If there is a compromise, okay, so Johnson takes some votes from the Democrat side. How does that play into the election narrative, and is it help or hurt either of the sides?
If you have a shutdown, I don't care what the Republicans say, it'll hurt the Republican Party. They're always blamed for shutdowns, and it'll be as a result of the rebel conservatives. So you don't want a shutdown. Even the leadership should understand that. Eventually, you're going to have to fund. There's two major reasons for the Washington government is to protect our country, and that's more the executive branch as well, and then to fund the government, that's Congress. Period. So, again, get on with it. They're going to have compromises in the spending levels. And so we're going to see, I think this weekend, if you don't have some sort of announcement by Saturday or Sunday that we've reached a framework agreement, that's usually the phrase they use, but we may need a few more days to get this done, even though they've been off 2 weeks, by the way, in the House, 2 weeks. I think that's going to have to, I think that's the way it'll happen. But if there's a few days shutdown, I don't know how that will be read, but politically. Maybe they can get by with a few days of shutdown.
Yeah. I think they could. It feels to me like if Johnson wants to hold on to his leadership role, he might have to manage Congress through 3, 4, 5 days of a shutdown and then bring it back and get things done.
Well, I heard this week that he's been having a hard time fundraising because some people don't want to don't want to bother getting a whole bunch of money stirred up for him because they don't think he's going to be there that long. So, that's not going to help his cause either.
So maybe he doesn't care about that. Yeah. It's unbelievable. Okay, Jim, at the end of last year, when you were out giving speeches everywhere, one of the things that you were talking about that I think caught everybody's attention was the dysfunction of this Congress, and you were kind of rating it. Is it just how bad is it? Is it worse today than it was at the end of the year?
Yes. In my speeches now, I say it's not like hurting cats. It's hurting feral cats.
Oh, boy.
That's the best way I can explain it to an audience.
Well, I gave a speech last week where I had like a garbage bin and it was on fire. Does that fall into it as well?
So you're into pyrotechnics now at Real Ag?
It does get a good laugh from the audience. It's cheap humor.
I'll bet, Jim. Pro Farmer editor Brian Grady, who's coming up here with Markets Now in just a moment, and I emailed back and forth a little bit, and the combination of what is happening in Congress, the combination of what is happening in presidential politics, is it just makes me wonder how we got to where we're at. I know we can't answer that question in a short period of time, but let's talk presidential politics next.
Hey guys, it's me, Isabella Gomez, filling in for Smokey Bear because he's got more to say than just...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Like, if you're outside enjoying a barbecue, don't let a hamburger distract you from fire safety. Make sure you aren't dumping your hot coals or ashes onto the ground because that could start a wildfire. So take wildfire prevention seriously and let's save the world one day at a time. Juntos con Smokey Bear, podemos hacerlo. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hey, what's up, y'all? I'm Kelly Clarkson, and as the daughter of a school teacher, I know just how important education is. No matter how old you are or your situation, continuing to learn will enrich your life and help remove barriers you didn't even know were there. So much opportunity, y'all. Whether it's a foreign language, history, or a different way to look at things, take some time each day to learn something new. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Double-digit gains in the milk markets with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnekins. At the Mercantile Exchange, March milk up 14 to 17.27, April up 21 to 17.87, May up 20 to 18.15, June up 18 to 18.57. Meanwhile, in the cattle markets, live and feeder cattle markets continue to move sharply higher as box beef prices have been up over $5 for the week. That's supporting live cattle markets. A lot of positioning as well ahead of that cattle on feed report, which is expected to continue to show a very short supply of cattle on feed. Hog markets, meanwhile, moving mostly higher. Increasing demand continues to come back into the market. Pork cutout values also were up 37 cents today. At the board or at the Mercantile Exchange, February live cattle up $1.47 to $184.97. March feeder cattle up $1.72 to $253.77. And April hogs now up 12 cents to $87.32. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat moving mostly lower. A lack of any type of fresh or bullish fundamental news is really affecting the grain markets. Once again, South American harvest providing extra pressure as the funds continue with their long liquidation. Wheat markets following suit moving lower due to the drop in corn and beans. New crop corn down 3.25 to 4.50. New crop beans down 4 to 11.31. March wheat down 9.25 to 574.
Soil health is one of the most important parts of your farm. Without good soil health, crop yields are affected, and so is your bottom line. Bluff Country Feed and Seed can help improve your soil health with products from Midwestern BioAg. With dry and liquid biologic fertilizers that help the soil hold nutrients for your crop, to soil and plant testing to find out how much and what type of fertilizer you need. Bluff Country Feed and Seed will improve your farm's profitability through improved soil health. Start improving your farm soil health today. Call or visit Bluff Country Feed and Seed in Mondovi, or visit them online at bluffcountryfs.com.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. You're listening to AgriTalk, where the conversation begins. Join us at 855-4-TALK-AG.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. Glad that you are with us. We've got the free-for-all going.